Thank you very much. I'm not a senator, and I'm going to be brief. I really appreciate the opportunity. I've been at each one of these conferences, and it's been fun to watch them grow each year and to see the caliber of the speakers that we've had every year. And really, that is a tribute to everybody at NFB, everybody on the steering committee, but particularly Lou Anne Blake, who works very tirelessly to make this happen. You know, I want to say I'm on my second tour with Senator Harkin. I worked for him in 93, 94, and then after going to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the National Council on Disability and then AAPD for 11 years, I came back at the end of November. And it's been a great reminder for me of what an extraordinary leader we have in the United States Senate in two very important roles. He's chairing the committee that Senator Kennedy chaired for so many years, the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, which is the lead committee on education policy, the lead committee on much of civil rights policy, particularly for people with disabilities, the lead committee on a lot of health policy, labor and employment issues. And Senator Harkin is constantly asking whether he's working on the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, the Workforce Investment Act, the Higher Education Act, healthcare reform, constantly asking, how is this going to work for people with disabilities? How's it going to work for children? How's it going to work for adults? What can we do to make sure that people with disabilities are having their needs addressed as part of this legislation? And to me, the chance to be back there with him as he's chairing this committee, surrounded by staff who know how committed he is to these issues, is a real once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He's also the chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds labor, health and human services, Social Security, and education. So he has a somewhat unique role in the Senate to be able to pass legislation and then make sure that funding the legislation is a priority. I'm going to be brief. I'm working on a number of things for Senator Harkin, but I want to pick up on the theme that Commissioner Feldblum struck this morning around the kind of the unique opportunities we have around employment and increasing employment for people with disabilities. Senator Harkin spoke earlier this week to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he focused on some data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that has not gotten a lot of attention from policymakers. We now get monthly reports on the employment situation for people with disabilities. That was a long fight that Senator Harkin was part of, Tony Coelho was part of, decades-long fight. 2008, the Bureau of Labor Statistics started collecting monthly data on disability employment rates, and in January of 2010, they started reporting the disability data. And a lot of people have looked at the unemployment number for people with disabilities, but from our perspective, that's not that significant of a number because that only represents people who are actively looking for a job. And most people with disabilities who are not working are not actively looking for a job, so we don't show up in the unemployment rate. So the number that we focus on is the labor force participation numbers, which is the number of people with disabilities who are working or are actively looking for a job. And that number in March of this year was 4.9 million, which represented about 32% of the working age population with disabilities. We thought it was interesting to look at how that number had changed in the time that we've been collecting it. And there's seasonal differences, so we wanted to compare it to the same month in prior years. So if you look at that March of 2011 number and compare it to March of 2009, which is the as far back as we go, that number has gone down by 395,000 workers. In March of 2009, there were 5.3 million people with disabilities in the labor force, and in March of this year, that number was 4.9 million. So then we looked at, well, how does that compare with what was happening in the labor force overall? The number for the labor force overall was a much higher number in March of 2009. It was 141.9 million, and it dropped by about a million to 140.9 million in March of this year. So two interesting things that come out of that from us. One is more than one in three of the people who have left the labor force in the last 2 years were people with disabilities. So in terms of the disproportionate impact that the recession has had on people with disabilities. That's a pretty striking number. The other interesting thing is if you look at it as a percentage, going down from 5.3 million to 4.9 million was about a 7.5% reduction in employment for people with disabilities. Going down from 141.9 million to 140.9 million was about a 0.7% reduction for the general population. So the rate at which people with disabilities are leaving the labor force is more than 10 times the rate for the general public. So Senator Harkin was in front of a business audience and he said two things. We need to stop this trend. We just celebrated the 20th anniversary of the ADA. We can do better than this. And as a business community, I need you to do what the president did last year, which is start setting some public goals and benchmarking against those goals so you know you actually know what you're doing in this area. And he pointed to Walgreens. Walgreens set a public goal that 20% of their distribution center workforce would be workers with disabilities. They set a goal of 10%, and then when they were close to hitting that, they increased it to 20%. CSC set a public goal around hiring people with disabilities 2 years ago, and last year, 11% of their hires in the U.S. were people with disabilities. And they actually track that, and they report out on it. And I think a lot of lawyers that work for companies are telling them, you can't set goals in this area, you can't ask people if they have a disability, you're opening yourself up to liability. And there's leadership in the business community that has said, no, we don't care. Everything that matters to us, we measure. This is something that matters to us, and we're going to start measuring it. And that was Senator Harkin's message to the business community earlier this week. I want you to set a goal. President Obama signed an executive order last year calling on the federal government to hire 100,000 new workers with disabilities over between now and 2015. So picking up on that, Senator Harkin said, let's try to get that 4.9 million number up to 6 million by 2015. That would be a 20% increase. If the federal government does its part, that gets you 100,000 right there, and then we would need to add another million. If you look at the federal government as a percentage of the workforce, the federal government is about 1.8% of the workforce. So if they can hire 100,000 people, we should be able to get the other million from the rest of the country. Interestingly, state and local governments are over 13% of the workforce. So one of the things that I see as an opportunity is getting the public sector more broadly to follow the lead of President Obama and set some goals for public hiring, state of Maryland, Baltimore City, and around the country. From Senator Harkin's perspective, there's nothing more important to him right now than increasing the employment rates for people with disabilities. He's very frustrated that the numbers haven't increased in a measurable way since the ADA was passed, and he was particularly frustrated that they've been getting worse and so disproportionately worse in the last 2 years. So what I wanted to say to you is we really invite the opportunity to work with the National Federation of the Blind, with AAPD, with all of the groups represented in the room to really get serious about moving those employment numbers up and to get serious about understanding what are all the factors that are leading people to leave the workforce. One of the things that Senator Harkin pointed to is what this means for Social Security disability applications. In January of 2008, the Social Security Administration was getting about 200,000 applications a month for SSDI. At the end of last year, that number was up to close to 250,000. Big increase. Again, it's not a surprise for people that are used to looking at when there's an economic downturn, there's more applications for benefits. But there's a lot of money involved in this, and we're having a discussion as a country about the future of our entitlement programs. I think there's an effort to kind of circle the wagons and protect the entitlement programs that we have, and that's important, as Wade Henderson talked about. But there's an opportunity to say, if we can do a better job around disability employment and make sure people have the kinds of jobs that are going to be clearly more attractive than being on disability benefits, then that's going to have a very positive impact on the economy overall. This is a great opportunity working with Senator Harkin. The ranking member of our committee, Senator Enzi, is also committed to increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities. We're working with him right now to try to create alternatives for young people with intellectual disabilities so that they're not tracked into sheltered employment or sub-minimum wage jobs. We appreciate the leadership of the National Federation of the Blind on that issue. And again, I'm really here to say I'm in a new role, but I'm still part of this community. I'm still trying to do everything I can to advance the goals of the ADA. And now I'm doing it with an incredible partner in Senator Harkin, who's very committed and is in a great position in the Senate to do this. But we can't do it without your support. It's obviously a difficult political environment. The House is a very different place than the Senate. And I think part of our job over the next 2 years is to educate our members of Congress. Take what you learned from this conference, take your agenda coming out of this conference, and take the time to sit down with my counterparts in your senators who represent you, your House members, and explain to them what are the civil rights issues for people with disabilities 21 years into ADA? What are the civil rights issues for children with disabilities, let's see, 75 to 35 years into IDEA? And what can we do as a country to set goals around high school graduation rates with regular high school diplomas, set goals around poverty rates? More than a quarter of people with disabilities are living in poverty based on the most recent number from the Census Bureau. There's a lot of numbers that just are not where they need to be. And I think in our role in the HELP Committee, we're trying to set some goals, build bipartisan support for those goals, get the business community behind it, but probably more importantly, get the disability advocacy community behind it so that we can all be pushing in the same direction. I know that we're running up against the workshops. If there's time for questions, I'm happy to take a couple, but I'm also happy to just stick around and do it informally if that works better. Thank you all for having me here.